record on my. Okay, so everybody just has to accept the little recording, Dinglehopper. Okay, welcome to Somehow We Manage. I'm Deanna Miller, Marketing Director and Facilitator of this amazing podcast. With me, as always, is Ellie Gould and Cody McMichael. So, Austin, great name. I like that name. Did you name him after my favorite Dodger, or is it, did it come from somewhere else?
So Austin was actually originally like off the table. It showed up like before, and my wife was like, nah, not a good name, whatever, we're gonna move on. My Coley's sister actually brought up the middle name Warren, which is her grandpa's middle name. And that she said, what about Austin Warren? And then boom, there it is.
There we go. Well, so if you listen to last podcast, you'll know that Cody's wife brought into the world their fantastic little son, and he's adorable and cute. Yay. And we all can't wait to meet him in person. What's new with you, Ellie, this week, besides having to leave us early to go save the world?
Yeah, nothing but trying to, you know, be everyone all at once this week. I've been filling in the blank spots all week long. So I've been really busy, and I finished two books in the meantime still. So that's
Anything good? Wow. Anything like super awesome you want to share with the crowd, or like fiction or self-help?
I've been reading Colleen Hoover. It's nonfiction romance novels. So nothing too special for anyone but me.
That's awesome, though. I love a good story, though. I think like if you can escape from your day to day into a really good book, that's super fun.
Absolutely.
And with us this week, we have a very, very special guest. She helps us all the time make our move-in stuff look super pretty. We'd like to welcome Abby from So It Goes Plant Shop.
Hello.
And we're very excited to have you.
I'm excited to
interject in anything as we chat. We just sort of have an informal, like, let's all talk and have a good time. But we're almost into Halloween. So Halloween is a few days away. And I thought it was funny that Destiny, who is our maintenance director, her husband dressed up for Halloween today. Though Halloween, to go to work, he went to work in his adorable costume, and it wasn't Halloween. So what do you guys have planned for Halloween?
I'll
be working.
Now that we know it's Monday, not today, or Sunday.
We'll be dressing up in the office. That's planned for us.
There you go.
What's your costume, Elle? Is it a surprise?
I'm in between a couple right now. I'm trying to decide still, but I know what Susan and Starla will be. Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'll be, but.
Do share.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Cody, are you doing a family theme?
So we're actually all going to be sharks this year.
Okay. That's right.
I got a big blow up shark costume. It's bigger than me. And it blows up. It's got the little fan inside and blows up.
Those are so cute.
Yeah. Seeger's got a little pullover like shark hoodie thing. And Polly has this like shark hat that it's like a hammerhead shark. And it goes down her back. It's huge. And then little Austin, we have a little shark onesie he's going to be wearing. So we're all going to be a shark family.
That's awesome.
I know.
I love it. That's exciting. So cute.
So if you hear the background noise, he's outside playing with his mom. So that's probably.
I love it. That's so cute.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, see, mine is 16 now. So like I find out about Halloween plans the day before. So like last year, day before, he was like, hey, mom, we're going to go to this thing. Can I get a costume? And I was like, sure. Let's just go to the store and get a costume. So that's always fun. Up until 5 o'clock, he has no plans for Halloween. So that's my call this week. I think we have like a bet going on in the house about when he's going to decide he wants to do something for Halloween. So it's fun as they get older because you don't get the plan for them. It's like the trick or treating goes out the window, and then all of a sudden it's like their friend group has plans. Either they're going to go trick or treating, or they're going to go to a party, or they're going to do nothing and just stare at each other while they like watch TV.
Yeah.
How funny.
Is it just me, or was I the only one that trick or treated till I was like 16?
Oh, I trick or treated my junior year of high school with all my friends.
No, I tapped out early on Halloween trick or treating. I think I was like 12 or 13, and then I was like, I'm done. My sister, I think, did it for longer, but I definitely was like, I'm done. But my son, they went last year.
Like the friends, like the friend aspect, like hanging out with. Yeah.
Agreed. Sure. I had younger sisters, so I was always the older brother that had to take my sister trick or treating. You know, I was the cool older brother. Like, I'm not going to wear a costume this year because I'm cool. And even though
he's still wanted the candy.
That's exactly. I relate to the older brother in Hocus Pocus when he's like wearing the shades and the hat. He's like super cool to take his little sister. That was me.
Oh my gosh.
I thought he was just being pretty fly from Back to the Future.
Yeah, or what did she say? A little leaguer. That's what it was. You're a little leaguer.
So, I love it. You know what's funny about property management is that sometimes we get people who ask questions, and we didn't really get that many this year or last year, I think, but sometimes we'll get questions into the info at box with people asking about Halloween decorations. Like, can I decorate my house? Is it okay to decorate? Like, and then we get on the flip side, the HOA that's like, you're not allowed to put that up. We haven't had that many the last couple of years, so I've been pleasantly surprised.
I've gotten two notices this week for people putting up Christmas decorations.
Christmas decorations?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's early.
I have two notices, one for snowflake lights on a garage and one for they said holiday decor. But I mean, I couldn't imagine 2 days before Halloween that they were asking them to take down, you know, red, orange and purple lights. So I assumed it was Christmas lights too, but two notices.
Wow. Target already has the Christmas decor in their main section. I was just there the other day and I was like,
holy you know, crap. I already scoped that out.
I am a firm, firm believer in letting the turkey have his day. So
agreed.
We do fall decor here in the house because I think it's like it's fall, but like, yeah, your Christmas lights already up. We have a neighbor across the way who has their Christmas lights already up, and you know, we make fun of them every time we walk by their house. But it just seems too early. Like it's not even November 1st yet. So
totally I agree.
And then it makes you feel like you're behind. You're like, wait, it's not time. Mm-hmm. No, it's not time.
Yeah,
exactly. Like I know I lose track of time, but I'm not that behind, am I?
Yeah.
I definitely am not. So while we still have Ellie, let's talk about our main subject. Obviously, we're talking about plants. At the end, we'll have a fun Q&A with our guest, Abby, today about her business and how she got started and all that fun stuff. But as I was coming up with ideas for the show for us to talk about, I found a lot of different research about how plants benefit people when you have plants inside your house, not just outside your house. Obviously, gardening outdoors is super fun. I know my parents love their garden. But I found this topic that I shared with you guys, and you know, we can all just sort of chat about it. But in this article, it had a ton from this nursery about the health benefits of houseplants. And I thought it was important because, you know, I have tons of plants in the house. I love them. I replace them as they die because that's what happens when I forget to water them. But that's why we have people like Abby who can teach us what we're doing wrong. But multiple studies have proven that indoor plants keep you healthier, happier, and offer both psychological and physical benefits. So, I mean, there's a whole list we can go through. You guys, I mean, on the list, there's improving your mood, reducing fatigue, lowering stress and anxiety. We love our plants in the office. So they're on there is improving office performance and focus, healing and pain tolerance, minimizing the occurrence of headache by improving air quality. And that's actually why I got into plants. So for the house was because
of
my allergies.
Wow.
And then easing dry skin and respiratory ailments due to air quality. So, I mean, obviously, like, we love plants. We give them to our residents whenever they move in. We should probably talk about that, like why we got started with doing that. And Cody, that was something that you spearheaded, like improving our welcome bag, which was a bunch of cool stuff that people needed. But beyond that, like, we took it to a whole new level.
Yeah. So when I originally came, this kind of became my thing from one of the other guys that used to work here. It was the move-in bags were very just like, you know, they were whatever. And they were good, but it wasn't fun and exciting and welcoming. And, you know, as I was thinking about ideas, I give props to my wife, who works with Abby. That's how we have this connection. Yay. Abby learned about her plant shop and I said, well, what is this all about? And we used to have these little plants, which I have, you know, here's one here behind me. And then I have this one on the table, you know, it's a beautiful little plant. And I'm sure there's like three more because Abby likes to give us plants. Oh, they're over there. they actually have had, since we've introduced So It Goes Plant Shop to our Cali Sink family and to our residents, it's had such a positive impact. People love them. They absolutely go, oh my gosh, and the plants have a name, and then the little tag says how to take care of them. And we'll let Abby like go into detail about that, but I wanted to bring something that brought like life into the house, and so that was a really neat concept. And since then, it's been so fun to have these plants. And she always brings different ones every time she drops them off. There's always different kinds, and they're always so fun and pretty. And I love it.
Best names.
I try.
So Abby, maybe you could share with us a little bit about, you know, the benefits of having plants in the home and how those types of things really, what type of plants you would pick and what kinds of plants you think are great for having in the house. I know I initially started with just picking what I thought was pretty, and that doesn't always work that well. And
right.
My dad is like a plant guy. So I'm like, he'd come in the house and be like, you know, that's for outside. He'd be like, sure.
Yeah, I mean, plants in general. So everyone kills them. It's okay. It happens. We all have done it, some more than others. But I think even if you notice, like, you go into a room and you have a fake plant, it changes the dynamic of the room. And then you add in all the, you know, health benefits and everything else that like real plants actually provide. It's just total game changer for a house. I feel like just makes everything, it like immediately lifts you, kind of your mood. And so I've always had plants around. It kind of just became a natural thing to, like, people will come in and be like, oh, you have so many plants. Like, how do you keep them alive? And then it like progress into, hey, what plant is the best plant for me? Or how do I take care of this plant? Or have you seen this plant? Can you go find it for me? And so it progressed into that. And I became like this middleman for people and plants among my circle. Yeah, so it was fun. It's been fun. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, it's awesome. it's such a great thing to have, and it's a great gift. I mean, you know, you can give chocolate, you can give, you know, a gift card, but you give a live thing, people want to take care of it, and then you give a name to it, which is just so fun too. Like, oh, and so when we meet our new residents at the houses, you know, I always point out, I'm like, this is, you know, this is Melvin, and this is how you take care of Melvin. And most people are like, oh, I love it, it's indoor. I'm like, it's super easy to take care of. They're like, oh, I'm gonna kill it. I'm like, it's really hard to, because you just gotta water it, make sure it's damp, and then put it kind of in a window, and you're set. So it's just so fun. I love it.
I agree. I feel like plants are so good for mental health because you have like something that's living, but not as much responsibility as like a pet or a child. Like, right, it's right. Like, you feel responsible. It gives you something to look forward to every day. And whether or not you like really enjoy taking care of something, they're really special. Cause like literally if you invest in your plant, you put water in it and you like make sure it's in the sun and you make sure you're doing their daily needs. And you're like, wow, I can do this for myself.
And then you see like your hard work. Sometimes you see little like new leaf sprout or whatever. And you're like, I did that. I took care of that. I made that happen. I don't know how, but I did. But it's always a good feeling.
It's a good feeling.
And there's so much to learn about plants too. Like, I mean,
so temperamental. Yeah,
I had no idea, but I just repotted my money tree, or our money tree, should I say? I've taken a lot of it since you gifted it to us last year.
Yeah, the mom, sure.
Yes, exactly. I love Marty. Yeah. I talk to him every day.
He needs it. He needs encouragement.
Yeah. And that was such a great gift that you gave us, Abby, was the money tree, because the story behind it was it's supposed to bring prosperity and good fortune to the office, and actually it has. It's just kind of great to know that this plant Abby gave us, we've actually been super successful since we've gotten it. So
so far it's working.
Yeah, I'll take responsibility for it. That's fine. Me and
we'll
Marty.
Give it to you.
Go Marty. Yeah, I love Marty.
Super Marty. Interesting. My mom growing up, like, money plants was a big thing to give as a gift, just for whether it actually has any sort of real anything. It's just a nice like gesture, like prosperity, good fortune, all that kind of stuff. It's a good thing to have.
Awesome.
That's awesome. I think what's interesting is I was reading a ton of stuff last night. So when I do my research things, I end up going down this like rabbit hole of like, oh, that does that, or that does that, or that does that. And what I found was this like study that NASA had done on different space stations. And basically what they did was they picked different kinds of plants and they studied them over a period of time. And there's like, NASA has a whole list of houseplants that they recommend based on like what your need is. And I was like, nerd brain totally blown. But they recommend 15 to 18 houseplants per 1800 square foot of home. So I was like, how do you plant so that you're not like, hey, I live in a jungle. But I mean, houseplants, they come in all different sizes. Like, we've seen some really good, like, small ones. We've seen some really big ones. What kinds of types of houseplants, Abby, would you recommend for somebody who's, you know, like a 2-bedroom apartment, like average 1,000, 1,200 square feet? They just want to get some green, or they want to get some health benefits. Are there some good ones?
Oh, yeah. And like a lot of, these plants that are easy to care for too. A lot of them are the like tropical variety. They're good with like some sun. They don't need much direct sun. They can be kind of in the shade. Doesn't have to be like, a lot of plants require a type of like humidity and that kind of stuff. But a lot of the tropical plants are a little bit easier to care for. There's one that's pretty popular. It's called a snake plant. Very easy to take care of. You can forget to water it for like 3 weeks. It's a really good starter plant because it gives you this hope, like, oh, I can do it. And it's you guys have probably seen it. It has like it's like kind of looks like a tail, and it has a few like just kind of there's different like varieties, but that's a good one to have for sure, just because it thrives. It's nice to have. But there are a ton that are just like, you can kind of let it sit when it finds its happy place. You water it every week, depending on how hot it is, but they'll make you happy. They'll thrive.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Given us any spider plants, Abby?
The snake plants? No, I haven't yet. Only because there are some smaller varieties. But I don't know. I kind of like giving you guys the one with like bigger personalities that have more like arms and hair.
this one went crazy. It was little like got these big old arms now.
Oh yeah.
That one's Corey. You did the Dodger.
Of course. Of course. I did a Dodger theme one time. Yeah.
Well, I gave you Corey because of Corey Seager, because of Seager. Right. Of course. Yeah. No, I remember. I specifically gave you Corey for your movement because I was like, Seager.
When we moved on to this house, this is the plant that we had as our gift.
That's
because we were residents of Cal Leasing. So
of course. Of course. Yeah. And you got the most appropriately named one.
Exactly. Of course. Had to.
Yeah.
So I guess what we could do, let's jump into, so you're not gone for too long, Ellie, and you can ask questions if you want to. We've got our Q&A we can jump into with Abby. So tell us about your business. Where can we find you first off? Where's the social, the website if you have it?
So you can find me. It's easiest to get a hold of me on Instagram. It's So It Goes Plant Shop, and so is SOW. It's a little play on words. You can find me on Instagram. I do have a website. It has to be completely revamped because apparently it wasn't as visually pleasing as it should be. So more to come on that. Like That's I said great. Earlier, not a tech savvy person. So I have to like contract out for that.
Instagram is great though. It's really good for your visuals and everything.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And just people are more inclined to reach out to you through direct message and ask questions that way. And I really like it. I've met a lot of really cool, we're so different, but you have the same interest and it's like, oh, you guys are really cool. And I've met a lot of people through my page alone. So, you can find me on there. Those are the two so far main. I don't have an actual like store yet, but that maybe in the future. We'll see how it goes.
That's cool. No, I think that's great. So we'll find you on Instagram and we'll link to it in the comments, in the description. So that way anybody that wants to get in touch with Abby and ask her plant questions, they can. So you guys have some questions that you wanted to throw our fantastic local business owner.
Mine's not a question, but I love how you said you've met like a bunch of different kinds of people through your Instagram page, because it's true. You see guys with like a hard exterior who are like, yeah, never take care of a plant, and you give them a plant and then all of a sudden their like personality shines through and they have something to take care of and they do enjoy it. And you never really realize by the exterior of someone how much you actually have in common and through plants and obviously things in life. It's really cool to find out who's like has similar interests as you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And of course, Instagram has made it so much easier for people like that to like connect and
definitely.
That's great. So my question, Abby, is I kind of know you on a personal level just because you know my wife.
Yeah.
And so you have your work life, your regular job, which I don't know if we mentioned, Abby's a nurse.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Thank you for your service. Thank you.
And she works with my wife, so which is awesome. But how do you manage? I know you have multiple jobs. You have
I'm at one of them right now, actually. So
right. Oh no, you've got your work, your career, and then you have this plant shop, and then you're married. How do you balance and manage it all?
Lots of hobbies. Yeah, I work. I can't, we all have to work in some capacity, one way or another. But I make sure to be very like. I am very mindful of my personal time and I make sure that I spend it with my loved ones and that's very important to me. But also this business is a labor of love too. So I actually enjoy it very much. And luckily for me, the people around me, they enjoy whatever it is that they can like contribute. Like I started off as essentially a pop-up during the pandemic. I had my plans all these years, and then it slowly, like I said, kind of morphed into this business. And my sister would help me. We'd do like these like hand-painted pots that we would pair with plants during our pop-up, and it became like a family affair. And so it's just fun looking forward to like getting off work, forgetting about work. Love what I do, but love more what I do outside of work, obviously. So I think just being very like mindful of those boundaries, and because it can be hard, and I'm sure you know with Coley and like what we do at work, it can be very stressful and can take up a lot of our emotional and mental and physical like energy. So plants in and of itself, thankfully this business is also a hobby. It's also calming. It's also, there's so many factors to this specific thing. Yeah. So really lucky in that aspect.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Ellie, do you have another question for Abby?
I'm trying to think of one, but I can't really think of anything. I mean, I just love what you do. When it comes to taking care of like beginner plants, or when it comes to like learning about plants, what's your biggest piece of advice for people who are trying to get into it, but don't really know how to start?
So if you go to your local nursery or your local plant shop, because there's a lot, especially over the last 2 years, a lot of these small like mom and pop nurseries have kind of like popped up, and they're a great resource. The people there, they will talk your ear off if you ask them a question. Ask them. They love it. And my thing is like, you know, you start off with one or two and figure out what works best for them, because each plant literally is, they all need their own special type of care. So specific amount of water. It's really like, you can say all day long, like you can water this at once a week, or you can do this once a week. It's not going to be the same at all across the board. So each little plant has their own personality that you have to like cater to. My advice is to just listen. And if things look weird, I mean, luckily we have this thing. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Google. I've used it a few times where I'm like, I thought this is what's going on, but it's not. And then you can kind of see like, oh, maybe I should taper back on my watering, or it needs a little bit more sun than I've been giving it. So
definitely. I've heard along the lines throughout taking care of all the plants before we give them out to people, how to take care of them. And man, it really is, it can be tough. And some of them are more stubborn than others. They don't like cold air. They don't like warm air. Near the window. They do like to be near the window. So
yeah,
always fun to find out their little quirks.
What's really cool is I love that you started as a pop-up during the pandemic, because I think a lot of us started doing just like random stuff that we had as a hobby, and then it turned into, I've seen a lot of people have things that turned into businesses, which I think is super cool. I have to though ask the naming. How do you decide what you're going to name a plant? Like, I know you've done a series for us. Yeah. So we've had like Dodgers, and then we've had like characters from TV shows. You know, obviously we're all huge fans of older TV shows that are on Netflix or Hulu, not naming any names. The Office. But so where does the naming come from? How do you come up with the fun ideas for the different?
I know, at the risk of sounding like an absolute crazy person, and I mean that with a lot of sensitivity.
You're in good company.
Yeah. Sometimes I look at the plant and I'm like, you look like a blank. And I'll kind of keep tabs of like the names that I have. But it just, honestly, a lot of the times I look at it, I'm like, okay, you look like a myrtle. For whatever reason, you look like a myrtle. Yeah. And it's not, there's really no other rhyme or reason other than like, just like you look at it and you're like, I think that's what you look like. And then, of course, the themes are great. But, you know, for the most part, it's like, this is what I feel like you look like, and I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
Do you ever do a theme, and then there's a plant that you've had picked to go in like a set, and then you're like, no, you just don't look like you fit here. I'm going to bring in another plant and sub you out because you don't look
like that. And I have also done, I was going to like sell that one or give that one away or put that with this set of plant, and I've like taken it and said, no, you're mine.
That was one of my next questions, like, how many plants do you keep for yourself?
Well, that's an I cannot quantify But I think I'm allowed to.
No, you are. You posted a really cool pink plant one time. I think it was a monstera leaf with pink in it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was so beautiful. And I was like,
those are like the rare. Oh my gosh, my bank account's probably like crying over there right now. Like, don't talk about those plants. There are some rare plants that cost, you know, a little more than maybe anyone would really should be spending on a plant. But some of those really cool, like variegated pinks or like whites.
Yeah.
I just have a soft spot for, unfortunately.
Oh, I would too.
Yeah, I love all the pretty plants. I think that's my problem is like I'll go to the nursery and then I'm like, oh, I want that one and I want that one and I want that mm-hmm. one. And then I look at what they cost and I'm like, oh,
maybe not that one right now.
Maybe we'll come back for you later. Is there a layaway program for the like $1,000
plant? Not a budget for that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
Ellie, are you leaving us?
I do have to leave. Okay. So I am sad, but it was fun to talk to you and I will see you all next week.
Have a good
weekend. We do need more plants too. So I should see you soon.
Yes. I'll see you soon.
Have a great day.
Bye, Ellie. Have fun.
Bye. I'll try.
I was going to ask you a question that I'm now blanking on. Oh, have you gotten any kind of positive feedback from since you've joined Cow Leasing? Have you gotten more clients?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I think immediately after the first couple times I've still like I brought you guys plants, somebody had reached out to me on it. A couple people, but there was one woman I can't remember her name. It's been a few months, but she had a lot of questions about I guess some of the plants that she had already. So that was super cool. Yeah. Wow. And I have zero problems chatting with anybody who has questions. It's not like I'm charging hourly for it. I will talk to you because I'm a lonely person. I'm just kidding. I'm a lonely plant person that needs friends. But yeah, and it's been great. And people have asked like, when's your next pop-up? When's your next this? Like, and so it's a fun little journey. Fun little thing. Yeah.
I love it.
Super cool.
We'll have to get you in the we have a event coming up in December that we're inviting all of our homeowners and also all of our vendors, and we're going to have you there as well. So maybe that can be a little pop up for you.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I think that's such a good idea. I mean, the great thing about what we've started to do with the company, and we've always had this really great community spirit about California Leasing, but I think what's been great is with the addition of vendors like you and, you know, some of the other like local restaurants and different coffee shops and places that we've started to work with and like cross promote it really opens up the world for people to see that there's tons of local businesses that you could be supporting every single day instead of going to Lowe's to get your plant. You can work with somebody who is going to curate something amazing for your space that can help answer your questions. I don't know how many times I went to Lowe's in the past and you have a question about something and they're like, these poor kids are like, I have no idea. Like,
wish we could answer. Yeah.
They're not trained on the plants. They're just trained to put the plants where they tell them to. And that's such a bummer, but you know, I think it's great because we just want to continue to shine the light on small businesses and people who have taken initiative to start their own business. So my next question would be if somebody has a hobby, like you have your amazing plant hobby that's now turning into a business and you're just like all over the place with plants. If somebody, you were going to give somebody advice, if they were like, well, how, you know, what should I do? Like what inspired you to take this and turn it into a business? And what advice would you give somebody who was thinking about turning a hobby into a business?
One, I would just say, do it. Honestly, you have that little bit in you that's telling you you should. We are very lucky to be, you know, where we are and that you can. Mm-hmm. And you have, do it in a realistic way, but dream big, maintain your passion, keep the passion, and talk to whomever is available to talk to you about it. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to reach out. You will get shot down. You will get people like, oh, well, why are you doing that? But that's okay. And it's fine, because if it still makes you happy, keep doing it. That's kind of my thing. Yeah.
I love that, Abby. Oh, I love that so much.
Yeah.
You're getting me pumped up. I'm going to start a business now.
Start a business. Let me know. And I do have to say, companies like you and or just outlets that you guys provide small businesses, such a big deal. It's huge. It helps us. I mean, a lot of us, it's our second, it's not our primary income. It's not our main job, but it's something that we believe in, and we don't often have the resources to just advertise or go out there and, have the time to promote our business. And this is such a wonderful thing that you guys have done for me, and I'm sure other vendors that you guys, have helped out. It's been great. So really appreciative of you guys.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that that's it's been so positive for you.
Oh yeah.
Cause I mean, we're a small business. We're, we're a family owned business, and our boss, John, who was on last week's podcast, he would say that he has a heart for small businesses. And because he owns not only Cal Leasing, he owns Honu Coffee, which is also a small business.
Right.
That's our heart, is where I think I would say Cal Leasing's heart is to community, small business, and, just helping people out.
So, yeah. That's all we really got. We have our community. We have we have each other. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal to help uplift who you can around you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the things that, we're all so focused on, and why we all talked about starting this podcast, and we've added it to the blog, and we're on all the places where you can find podcasts. But it was mostly because we wanted to start highlighting the amazing people that we work with, not just on Instagram and on social media, but, making sure that other people within the community who maybe don't follow us on Instagram or don't see us on Facebook or other places, because it's so important to, give credit to people who are doing such a good job with something that, we don't have the skill set for. And, obviously I love plants, and you're a plant person, and it's such a fantastic way to welcome somebody into a home. And we've changed a lot of the things that we're doing at California Leasing in terms of welcoming residents. We don't call them tenants anymore, because that's such a cold word. They're a resident. Right. They're moving into a home, and we want to welcome them in a warm and friendly way that shows them that we're not just a property manager who's going to wag our finger at them every time they do something wrong. But we really want them to feel like they're a part of our family. And, the welcome bags that Cody put together have just gotten better and better and better. And that just makes people feel like you're putting in the time. And when you add a plant to that, that's just, it's home, and I think that that's such an amazing thing that you do. And they're so cute. I love coming into the office and seeing their little name tag, and they're all lined up and ready for their homes. And as we start to wrap it up, if there was one solid piece of advice or something that you would want to tell people, whether it's plant related, business related, work life balance related, what would be something that you would say is really the most important thing you could tell somebody about just anything that you do, business, work, life?
With the hard hitting questions.
A loaded question.
That's a good one.
We like to finish it with the hard one and then leave everybody thinking.
Your message to the world.
The biggest thing that I'm going to leave with everyone here, my pearls of wisdom, I think is to choose to be optimistic and choose to be positive.
I love
because it. Because you can choose. We all go through our ebbs and our flows, but you can choose to take that, and you're allowed to feel certain feelings, but at the end of it, take it, wrap it up in a ball, choose to be optimistic and run with it and like go do something with it, do something positive with it. I think that's something that I've been really trying to, you know, put my energy on and or toward. And yeah. So yeah.
I love that. I love that amazing. So much. That's
amazing.
That's the perfect way to wrap it up. And I think we had, John had an amazing little nugget last week, and this one is just perfect because I love that. Optimism is so important, and especially in all the different businesses that we work in, whether it's, you know, you're in the medical field, you're putting plants together, we're managing properties. You just have to have that little ray of sunshine every once in a while.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you so much for being
Thank
on our
you guys.
Show.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about green stuff. Thanks, Cody. I hope everybody's doing good, and we'll hopefully be back together next week.
all in one room. You know, we're all just kind of going through the motions of everything, but everybody's up on the positive, and mama's up and walking around. She's doing great.
Thank goodness.
Baby Austin's growing. He's so aware right now. Seeger's doing good. He's just turning into a terrible two.
Big brother.
Which is what we're tackling right now. we're good. So yeah, next week I'm excited.
Yeah. Next week we will see you guys with another fantastic guest. To give us more pearls of wisdom and insight into how they started their local business. Mm-hmm. We are somehow we manage, we're not sure, but somehow we do. Bye, guys.